Hello again. Nobody was surprised as the first positive swab result for over 100 days popped up this last few days. It would be almost unbelievable if this had not actually occurred. The measures in place, the readiness of the numerous track and trace team players, would once more be swinging into action. Meanwhile, we're all ready to morph into full lockdown mode in the medical world, if the need arises, of course. This week's BMJ has lots of stuff contained with its pages concerning the longer-term management of COVID-19 patients, all gleaned from the now numerous case findings, treatment regimes, outcomes both in and out of hospital in the UK. So-called treatment of long COVID. Apparently, it seems affecting up to about 10% of sufferers. It seems an endless nightmare. Whilst all this is happening, all the other stuff is, of course, going on. Patients continue to come in for appointments as appropriate, many not having done so for several months. The weight gain, the weight loss, the changed symptoms, the circumstances and treatment regimes, all there to be unpicked as to their importance in each and every one of you. You may be routinely asked about, before making a face-to-face contact, about any recent travel history, recent cough, etc. Please don't be offended. As no school has restarted, we may soon see the usual seasonal coughs and colds beginning, and all the additional stuff appearing on the radar. Who has a COVID cough, or is it just what's going around, soon to be wrestled with? Outcomes inevitable. PPE. Wow. The flu vaccination programme will be challenging too this year. We'll be trying to treat lots of our most vulnerable patients with perhaps more earnest than usual for obvious reasons. A combination of flu followed by COVID or the other way round does not bear thinking about. Viruses do not kindly queue up and take their turn, oh no. A damaged or depleted host simply just another set, in essence, of nasal and upper airways and lung linings to invade, allowing viral replication, even if it damages that host, in all these tiny chunks of stuff called RNA. That's all they're interested in. Making ready, then, would be sensible. The vaccines, due to arrive shortly. This year's candidates have been the usual crew, though children are once more in the mix. Who would ideally have a flu jab then? Well, all those aged 65 and over, those living in a residential or nursing or care, home or complex, the main carers for the older, more vulnerable souls, and who live with same. Frontline healthcare workers, obviously. Pregnant women, yes, pregnant women, are particularly vulnerable to the effects of flu. Harking back to the good old H1N1, aka swine flu days. Remember, those were awful a few years ago. It was horrible. And on the island this year, certain age groups of children too. All those aged 2 or 3 on the 31st of August, just gone, and all primary school children as well. Most children being offered the nasal spray or droplet form. Some under the age of 2 can't have this and would need the tiny injected dose variety. Adults over 65 are offered an additional boosted type of jab. Under 65s in the various forms offered a slight different flu jab, but a flu jab. Just to remind you of the groups of folks who are under the age of 65 and who should be considered for vaccination. Well, it's a long list. Anybody with a heart condition, e.g. angina, previous heart attacks, heart disease, heart failure, etc. Chest conditions, well, COPD, asthmatics, anybody who's taking inhaled steroids routinely, who have chronic kidney or liver disease, who have had a stroke, who have had a learning disability or persistent neurological disorders, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, dementia, or diabetics, of course, any disorder affecting your immune system, or you're taking medications for this, or medications that might render you more susceptible to flu or other infections, and those significantly overweight with a BMI of over 40. The flu vaccination is not giving you flu. That's physically impossible. It's designed to mirror the well, seasonally circulating viruses which cause the flu every year. They differ slightly annually. We always change the vaccination menu to reflect these changes, and it's pretty effective stuff. Age is a bit of a factor here, though, but a well-stocked older adult with a history of several flu jabs over the years would be very well placed to have an acquired immunity covering most of these circulating viruses. Even if the flu jab year on year is not particularly effective in some age groups, it's still remarkably effective for most. So there we are. COVID is on the radar once more, whilst flu is just around the corner. Be prepared for next week. Cheerio.